Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
It's game week in Atlanta, which means it's time to talk all things Georgia Tech on the Coach Jeff Collins Show.
Blitz off the edge, it's picked up. Sims lobs it left side of the end zone. It is caught! Touchdown, Jackets!
We'll hear from Georgia Tech football head coach Jeff Collins and other members of the Georgia Tech Athletics Department as we gear up for another week of Georgia Tech football.
He dives for the end zone and he gets in! Touchdown, Jackets!
On the Georgia Tech Sports Network from Legend Sports. Now here's the voice of the Jackets, Andy Demetra.
And welcome in to this Wednesday night of clean old-fashioned hate week and another edition of the Jeff Collins Show on the Georgia Tech Sports Network from Legend Sports. Happy early Thanksgiving, and of course, we all know where you'll be and what you'll be doing 2 days after Thanksgiving, Saturday noon. Tomy's Leather, your Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets, and the Georgia Bulldogs cannot wait to bring you all the action on the Georgia Tech Sports Network from Legend Sports. Highly anticipated, took a break last year, so we can't wait to break down the matchup and much more over the next hour with head coach of the Yellow Jackets, Jeff Collins. I'm Andy Demetra, and without further ado, let's welcome him in right now, head coach Jeff Collins. Coach, good to see you again. How are you?
Hey, Andy, doing good.
Last show of the year. I know we're going to finish it out on a strong note here. I guess it's got to be really easy for your team to bounce back from South Bend when you got a rivalry game to reset their focus, huh?
Yeah, absolutely, and they understand how good of a team this is that we're playing against on Saturday, all the history, all the tradition that goes into it, and you got to come out and play at a very, very high level against a really good team.
You had said in your press conference yesterday what happened on Saturday. Obviously, you got to acknowledge reality, but at the same time, there's no need to dwell on it. You got a big challenge this weekend. How have you seen the attitude of your players unfold over these first 3 days of practice?
Yeah, I mean, it's the same every week. The guys are resilient. You know, they're balled in. They come out every day, and they work really hard, and they've got good energy. And then understanding the challenge that's ahead of us on Saturday, and you add into it the rivalry piece of it as well. You know, it gets their attention really, really quick, and then you turn on the film on all phases, and the opponent is really good in every single phase of their football team.
You also said in your press conference that you remember being up in the Upper East stands on Thanksgiving Day watching the Georgia Tech, Georgia JV game, then going to your grandma's house in Conyers, Georgia for some Thanksgiving dinner and some Turkey Bowl football. And here we are all these years later, you'll be on the sidelines leading the Yellow Jackets. Even though you did not suit up at Georgia Tech, you have played against Georgia in your career at Western Carolina.
Yeah, my junior year, played against them, and I'd like to think I played well. Great tradition in our family of this game and this rivalry, and just excited the friends and family and all the people that love Yellow Jacket football to be out here and support our guys.
All right, let's break down some of the individuals from this past Saturday. And Jahmyr Gibbs enters the final weekend of the regular season, number one in the nation in all-purpose yards per game, 163.3. He needs 78 more yards to surpass Eddie Lee Ivory's school record for all-purpose yards in a season, which has stood since 1978. Coach, I know you have been around and you have coached against a lot of talented running backs. What makes Jahmyr so different?
Yeah, and first and foremost, you know, we've said since we got here how important recruiting is to us, and just bringing the level of talent onto this roster and into this program that, you know, meets the expectations, and I think Jahmyr Gibbs is just – is a shining example of that, and then the development piece as well. And just really proud of Jahmyr and how he goes about his business every single day. He's not only a great talent, but he's a fantastic young man in the locker room, buys into the culture, the work ethic, all of those things. And then he gets out there on Saturdays and plays at a high level. Nobody's more deserving than him because of the way he works, what a great teammate he is. Tashard Choice, who we nominated for the Broyles Award as a top assistant coach in the country, has done a great job with Jahmyr and JP and Dante and that entire running backs room. And just really proud of them. And now it's time to go out there against the best, not one of the best, the best best defense in college football, not just this year, but for probably decades. They've got a lot of talent and a really good scheme, and they play really hard, and but just excited to see Jameer compete against such a really good defense.
It was a stout Notre Dame defensive line that he faced last Saturday. Yep. In spite of that, this almost flew under the radar. Jameer Gibbs, 58 rushing yards against Notre Dame, no negative rushing yards on any of his carries. I also saw that you debuted a new formation on kick return to kind of hide Jameer Gibbs, because Notre Dame, you sensed, and I'm sure your intuition was correct, they wanted no part of kicking toward Jameer Gibbs. Explain when you installed that, and even in spite of that, Jameer got one in the second half and returned it 40 yards. I'm not sure if you were aware, that did tie for the longest kick return by an opponent against Notre Dame this year.
Yeah, we were trying to you know, we know teams are going to try to kick away from him. You know, he's a dynamic kick returner. We've got some guys that do a really good job protecting him on that unit. They've done a really good job all year, and trying to find ways to make sure people couldn't avoid getting him the ball. And the times that we did, he made some magic happen, and you know, just try to figure out. They've got a great kickoff unit. I think it's one of the top kickoff units in college football. Big, physical, fast guys that run down with an attitude and a demeanor. And I said in my presser as well, the first two teams that I turn on every single week as a head football coach is I watch the opposing team's kickoff unit and the opposing team's PAT field goal block unit. And both of those units do it the right way for the team that we're playing on Saturday.
But that team you'll be playing on Saturday will be facing the number one guy in the nation in all-purpose yards. Jordan Dominick was probably as active defensively on Saturday as any game outside of Kennesaw State. Three tackles, had a sack on the opening drive, a pair of QB hurries, one pass breakup. He was stepping up in the absence of Jared Ivey, who missed the game. Why was Jordan as effective as maybe he's been all year?
Sure, and that's been, you know, kind of the last probably 4 or 5 weeks. You know, even I think everybody, when they're playing defense against us, you know, points out where number one is on every single play. But the last 4 or 5 weeks, they've been doing that with JD as well. There's 42, there's 42, and redirecting protection. So we did some things to try to create some matchups and some unique things, and that'll be the challenge this week too, finding ways. You know, they've got a really big physical offensive line that does a nice job in pass protection, and just trying to manipulate ways to free JD up. Hopefully you get Jared Ivey back. Obviously that was a big missing him on Saturday, you know, because he makes a tremendous impact for us on defense as a true sophomore. You know, so hopefully we'll, you know, get to see him play some reps on Saturday.
You had acknowledged this in your press conference as well. Not often you see a true freshman get his first career start at middle linebacker on the road versus the number six team in the nation. Of course, ACLE had to serve his one half penance for the targeting. So Ternelius Tatum got the battlefield promotion, your freshman from Riverdale, Georgia. You've said several times this year that Ternelius will be a, quote, elite player.
Yep.
In this program. Why are you so bullish on Ternelius?
Well, I was here when Daryl Smith first walked on campus here at Georgia Tech, and the movement patterns, the mindset, size, speed are so similar to Daryl Smith when he was a freshman here. And, you know, I think Daryl went on to play 11 to 14 years in the NFL at a very, very high level. And there's so many similarities between the two. He is a football player. He is just a magnet for the ball. And then he got in his first start with Ace being down for a half and went in there. And, you know, it's not an enviable task being the quarterback of the defense, having to make all the calls, load all the fronts, do all the blitz checks, do all the stunt checks. And he handled it with poise beyond his years. He is going to be a big-time player in this program, in this conference.
Jordan Yates turned in the big play of the day with that 54-yard scramble in the second half. I know he got in trouble with some other scrambles in trying to make a play under extreme duress. Is that just part of the ongoing maturation of Jordan and the conversation that you've had with him, that sometimes discretion, as much as you clench your teeth in doing so, has to be the better part of valor?
Yeah, and we have complete faith and confidence in Jordan. Does a tremendous job as a preparation. He's in the quarterback meetings, then he goes to the O-line meetings, and then he goes to the receiver meetings. And just he's a student of the game, and he is just a competitor, and just gets out there and just, you know, whatever he can do to help the team have success. He does. I think he's ended up playing in 6 games this year, and we're proud of who he is and what he means to this whole organization as a leader, as a teammate, and just a competitive. His competitive spirit is just contagious, and excited to see him go out there and compete on Saturday against a great defense.
That sometimes has to be the hardest thing to teach a guy who has a knack for making plays, is sometimes you just gotta live to fight another down, right?
Yeah, I guess, but I don't, Jordan.
You were a defensive guy, you probably can't relate to some extent.
Yeah, and I mean, Jordan just, he means so much to me personally, so much to this whole organization. So just excited to watch him compete on Saturday.
Well, we'll continue the conversation with you on the other side of the break. Also queued up in the second half hour of the Jeff Collins Show, we'll visit with Athletic Director Todd Stansberry to close down this year's edition of the Jeff Collins Show. Looking forward to Todd visiting us as well. And, of course, we look forward to visiting you at Bobby Dodd Stadium on Saturday for Clean Old Fashioned Hate just past noon. We'll continue on the Jeff Collins Show after this right here on the Georgia Tech Sports Network from Legend Sports.
Jeff Francoeur here. As a farmer, I know the importance of Georgia Farm Bureau's advocacy work on behalf of farmers. And as a lifelong supporter of Georgia sports, I also know the importance of being part of a team. The Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance Company is always the home team, supporting our local communities and offering affordable home, auto, and life insurance for Georgia families. Georgia Farm Bureau, always the home team. Visit Georgia Farm Bureau online at gfb.org to learn more.
It's that time of year where maybe you're tailgating or camping or just hitting the road and you need a sturdy, reliable, and compact grill that's up for the adventure. Hey guys, B. Finn here, and the Weber Traveler is the grill for you, for anyone who wants delicious grilled food away from home. With a compact design for minimal storage, the Weber Traveler easily fits in the trunk of a car and even offers a large grilling area that can deliver everything from pancakes to seared steak. And you can get yours today at your neighborhood Ace Hardware.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Discover Dahlonega, the heart of the Georgia Mountains. A top pick for any adventure, take your family on a journey into the earth and find some gold in these hills. Explore our historic downtown and choose from one of our unique restaurant options. And dubbed the Napa Valley of the South, make sure to grab a glass from one of the many award-winning wineries. Plan your fall getaway today and make sure to come to the Gold Rush Days Festival in October. Learn more and plan your trip today at Dahlonega.org.
Hunk of junk, jalopy, hoopty, whatever you may call that vehicle you need to get rid of, Tommy Novus Center calls it life-changing opportunity. When you donate your vehicle to Tommy Novus Center, you donate a perfect job opportunity for people with disabilities. Tommy Novus is no fuss. We'll tow that unused car away for free while you just sit back with that warm and fuzzy feeling knowing you bettered someone's life today. And did we mention, it could also be tax deductible. Call 1-866-NOVUS-AUTO or visit TommyNovusCenter.org to find out how to turn your jalopy into jobs.
Home, this field, this stadium, this city, it has no equal in college football.
Touchdown, Jackets!
When we step onto this field, we feed off of your passion. We need it because there's absolutely nothing like it. Back in the ATL.
All the way!
Back in the 404. Back home.
Get your tickets, Georgia Tech merchandise, and everything you need to know about the 2021 season at RamblinRec.com.
The legacy of Georgia Tech runs deep in the South.
Dumped over the middle. Merchant makes the catch and will take it in. Scores for Georgia Tech.
Touchdown, Calvin Johnson! Touchdown. Son of a gun!
Joe will dance into the end zone. Touchdown, Georgia Tech.
And Georgia Tech football is ready to buzz.
Underneath at the 5, hurdles into the end zone! Touchdown, Jacket!
Tickets for the 2021 season are now on sale. Visit RamblinRec.com.
Latest on Yellow Jackets football. It's the Coach Jeff Collins Show on the Georgia Tech Sports Network.
Georgia Tech and Georgia. I'm sure your clocks have already been adjusted accordingly. Noon at Tomy's Leather will be on the air at network pregame 10 a.m. statewide on the Georgia Tech Sports Network from Legend Sports. Series that have been played every year since 1924, up to 2020, but back at it again here at Bobby Dodd Stadium. It's the Jeff Collins Show. He's Jeff Collins. I'm Andy Demetra. Coca-Cola, new look, improved taste, new Coke Zero Sugar, and clean old-fashioned hate when it comes to Atlanta also means Senior Day. And there won't be a whole lot of time that needs to be set aside for Senior Day because, as we've said, Coach, you got only 13 seniors, fourth fewest seniors of any Power 5 program in the country. But these are guys who I know have helped build the underpinnings of the culture throughout your time here. Collectively, what have they meant to you?
Just so much. And I think that's been a common theme is, you know, our first senior class was very small. Last year's was as well. But just the resilience, the attitude, the demeanor, all of those things with a small group, they just keep trying to lead the program, trying to lead the culture. And, you know, there's been some not so dry eyes thinking about, you know, these guys moving on, but just so thankful for them and proud of them. And I'm so lucky to have coached them and been a part of their lives and for them to be a part of my life as well.
There will always be a first number zero. He will always be the answer to a trivia question. And that's one of your departing seniors, Jamin Brooks, who came from walk-on to now two-year starter and multi-time captain for you on the defensive line. I talked with Jamin earlier today. How do you think Jamin represents the values of your program over these last 3 years?
Yeah, it's no small task to go from being a walk-on to being a scholarship guy to being a starter to being a captain. And, you know, just with the way we've built the program, just how he has just changed his body, changed his strength, how hard he plays now. And, you know, he's turned into a pro's pro. His demeanor, his attitude, his competitive nature, how he's bought into the process for preparation. And, you know, there's been some games this season that he was arguably the best player on the field, which is no small task coming from where he's come with his blue-collar attitude and, like you said, wearing the number zero for the first time in the history, the storied history of Georgia Tech football.
Ooh, that's going to be a hot commodity next year, that number zero, huh?
No, there's no doubt. I'm already getting blown up, but they got to write letters if they want number changes, and they've got to earn everything.
When did you first know that Jamin would be a useful player for you? Was it the very first spring that you had with him? When
yeah.
did you and Larry and Andrew first decide, hey, you know, this guy, he was number 86 at the time, but we could do something with this guy?
Yeah, and there wasn't a lot of depth at the defensive tackle position when we first got here. So at first it was out of necessity, but then he just kept getting better and better and better and understanding what he needed to do physically, strength-wise and flexibility-wise and explosiveness-wise to be able to contribute at a high level. And to Jamin's credit, he did all of it. He earned every single bit of it, earned a scholarship, earned the jersey number zero, and has turned into a consummate leader for this program.
You're also saying goodbye to a couple of grad transfers, Devin Cochran, Ryan Johnson. They've been about as consistent as you could have asked of them in a year that you may have had. It's been unprecedented with the number of injuries you guys have had on the offensive line. What have they meant to you from a durability and leadership standpoint on the offensive line this year?
Yeah, and it's kind of the same thing. There wasn't a lot of depth in, at the offensive line position, and they've come in and just provided leadership and provided size and durability. Ryan Johnson has now been a two-year starter for us, captain, and Devin has come in and just, you know, changed the attitude, the demeanor of that entire offensive front, and really even the defensive front by how he competes out at practice. And just really proud of them and who they are as young men in this program, and just the way they just continue to come out every week and prepare at such a high level for arguably the most demanding O-line coach in college football, Coach Key, who does a great job with our offensive line. And, you know, like you said, the last 7 weeks, it's been a who's who rolling in at the offensive line. But the constants have been Devin and Hoss, and they've just provided leadership, maturity, and stability to that front. So whoever's in playing next to them, they have that confidence to execute at a high level. And then Ryan is the last seven games has played guard. He's played tackle. He's practiced at center in case he needs to go there as well. And those are valuable commodities for us and, you know, as their prospects for the next level as well.
Ryan might be the most eloquent guy named Hoss that I think you'll ever find.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And if you ask the fellas, one of the best dancers on the team, too. So.
Is that so? Wow. Also, is sporting the cowboy hat and boots on the drip walk. That's quite a combination. Yeah, I'm learning more and more about Ryan here.
Yeah, he means a lot to us, this entire organization. We're going to miss him, but we're so thankful we got to coach him.
Another guy who came back and going to be departing as a senior, and that's Tariq Carpenter. What have you appreciated in his play over your 3 years working with him?
Yeah, just the way he's matured into his last year, and obviously big physical talent.
But he throws his body.
No doubt. He plays fast, and he's going to have a great career at the next level as well. But just how he's just matured. Even how he's matured even through this season, and obviously going to hate to see him go. But again, lucky to have gotten to spend as much time with Tariq as I have.
Knowing that you are going to be losing Jalen Camp, your top pass-catching target from last year, you were seeking somebody who could be productive at that outside receiver spot. You certainly seem to get that with Kyrick McGowan out of the transfer portal. He'll also be honored on Saturday, 7 touchdown catches. How has he been maybe even better than you anticipated out there at wide receiver?
Yeah, and I'll never forget the day Jahmyr Gibbs called me on the phone, or actually texted me first and then called and told me about Kyrick entering the portal after their bowl game and just, told me about him. And everything he said about him was true, and then even more so, just his presence, his leadership, his consistency, his work ethic have been awesome. And then the production that he's had coming here, playing the slot receiver position for us, and has done a really nice job there, and then provided the leadership for the guys that will be doing it next year that are really talented as well, the Nate McCollum, Jamal Haynes, Malik Rutherford, those guys that are going to step in his stead. He's provided the pathway to greatness for those guys, and he means a lot to this program. And then I think, too, any person that has an undergraduate degree from Northwestern and then a master's degree from the Georgia Institute of Technology and is as well-spoken and has such a strong work ethic is going to be a tremendous success in life. And that's Kyrick McGowan, and I'm very thankful for him and proud of him.
See if we can send him out with one or two last touchdowns on Saturday. Georgia Tech versus Georgia in clean old-fashioned. Hey, we'll take a break, wrap things up with head coach Jeff Collins, break down that matchup against the Bulldogs on Saturday. Don't go anywhere. It's the Jeff Collins Show on the Georgia Tech Sports Network from Legend Sports.
No one outfits golfers better than Edwin Watts Golf Shops. We've been fitting golfers since 1968. Utilizing cutting-edge fitting technology, we'll analyze your swing and our 4Sight launch monitors and fit you with the perfect club, pair of shoes, the latest golf apparel, golf balls, bags, and more. So come by today for your complete custom fitting. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Every day, the men and women of the United States Marine Corps demonstrate their commitment to defend the American way of life. Since 1775, wherever the mission takes us, we always remember the land we call home. As Marines, we take a stand for our nation, for us all. The few, the proud, the Marines.
Jeff Francoeur here. As a farmer, I know the importance of Georgia Farm Bureau's advocacy work on behalf of farmers. And as a lifelong supporter of Georgia sports, I also know the importance of being part of a team. The Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance Company is always the home team, supporting our local communities and offering affordable home, auto, and life insurance for Georgia families. Georgia Farm Bureau, always the home team. Visit Georgia Farm Bureau online at gfb.org to learn more.
It's that time of year where maybe you're tailgating or camping or just hitting the road and you need a sturdy, reliable, and compact grill that's up for the adventure. Hey guys, B. Finn here, and the Weber Traveler is the grill for you, for anyone who wants delicious grilled food away from home. With a compact design for minimal storage, the Weber Traveler easily fits in the trunk of a car and even offers a large grilling area that can deliver everything from pancakes to seared steak. And you can get yours today at your neighborhood Ace Hardware.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Atlanta, home of clout, home of culture, home of Georgia Tech.
But it's not enough to represent a city. You have to reflect it. And our story is Atlanta's story. A place that influences and innovates. A place that doesn't wait for change, it creates it. A place of relentless drive and undeniable swagger. With a storied past and unstoppable future. That's Atlanta. That's Georgia Tech. So let others wish they were here or pretend they're from here. We are here. And when you take this celebrated program in this world-class city, you get an electricity unlike anything in college football. Welcome to Atlanta, and what's the good word? This is Georgia Tech football.
Georgia Tech football continues to buzz. Now more of the Coach Jeff Collins Show on the Georgia Tech Sports Network.
Don't forget to stick around for Athletic Director Todd Stansberry coming up in the next half hour. But let's wrap things up here with Head Coach Jeff Collins in front of Clean Old Fashioned Hate, Georgia Tech and Georgia Tomy's Leather at noon. You've already said many glowing things about this defense and some of the gaudy numbers they have pitched through their first 11 games. Defensively for you, what will be some keys to stopping an offense that may not get the same notoriety as the defense, but they're still, lo and behold, averaging 40-plus points a game?
It's the number seven scoring offense in the country. They're very talented, obviously big and physical up front like they are across the board. The tight ends play a major factor in what they do, and it's not just end-of-the-line tight ends. They line up as receivers, motion in and out, off the ball as well. And then the receivers are very talented, and running backs, obviously, one of the top running back cores in the country. And so, obviously, handling all the motions, all the shifts, eye discipline, all those kind of things, and then just making sure the rotation of the depth is clean and the guys are playing really, really hard with good eye discipline.
Second straight week, you'll face an offense where the top pass catcher is a tight end. Last week, it was Michael Mayer of Notre Dame. This week, it's Brock Bowers of Georgia. Compared to some of the other teams you faced this year that use 12 personnel, how is Georgia maybe a little different?
I mean, he's a really good player. I mean, the guy last week was from Notre Dame is arguably the best older tight end in college football, and then Brock is obviously the best true freshman tight end in college football. Very talented, very physical blocker, but then he's got tremendous hands and runs great routes, and they use him in different ways to get different matchups on linebackers and then on safeties and then at times on corners as well. So we got to know where he is on every single snap.
All right, Coach, final minute and a half that we got with you. I know you're looking forward to your team turning it loose on Saturday. What will be the final keys and the final message to your guys before they come out onto Grant Field one final time in 2021?
Yeah, there's been so many great players that have worn the Georgia Tech uniform and played in this game, and just the way they carry themselves, the way they approach the game, the way they play, out of respect to everybody that's played in this great matchup and this great rivalry, and come out there and play at a very, very high level, execute very clean, play physical because we know the opponent is as well, and then execute clean and compete all the way from the first snap from toe meets leather until the very end, and I expect our guys to do that at a high level.
When you ask your guys to get a break at the end of practice, they always end with, we all we got, we all we need,
yep.
And I'm sure that will echo through the locker room and onto the field on Saturday. Can't wait to see your guys one final time in 2021. Coach, it's been fun with you throughout this fall, sharing your insights on your team, getting the scoop and the preview week to week. So we certainly appreciate the time. Look forward to doing this again real soon, Coach. Thanks so much.
Appreciate it, Andy. Go Jackets.
All right. He's head coach Jeff Collins coming up on the other side. We visit with Georgia Tech Athletic Director Todd Stansberry. I'm Andy Demetra. We will continue with more of the Jeff Collins Show coming up next on the Georgia Tech Sports Network from Legend Sports.
Discover Dahlonega, the heart of the Georgia Mountains. A top pick for any adventure, take your family on a journey into the earth and find some gold in these hills. Explore our historic downtown and choose from one of our unique restaurant options. And dubbed the Napa Valley of the South, make sure to grab a glass from one of the many award-winning wineries. Plan your fall getaway today and make sure to come to the Gold Rush Days Festival in October. Learn more and plan your trip today at dahlonega.org.
I'm former Atlanta Falcons head coach Dan Reeves, and I want to tell you about Tommy Nova Center. Tommy Nova Center has helped over 25,000 people with disabilities find meaningful employment. When you donate your vehicle to Tommy Nova Center, you donate a perfect job opportunity for people with disabilities. Your donation will fuel the employment training programs that change lives every day at Tommy Nova Center. Donate at TommyNovaCenter.org or by calling 1-866-NOVUS-AUTO.
Whether you're driving for distance, pitching for precision, or putting to win it all, come to Edwin Watts Golf Shop to get custom fit for all your clubs throughout your bag. Hit a few balls and let our team show you the latest swing technology and data that will help optimize your game. Having each club tailored to become your gamers will help you start shooting lower scores. Let Edwin Watts Golf Shops help you make every shot the perfect one. Come in and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Every day, the men and women of the United States Marine Corps demonstrate their commitment to defend the American way of life. Since 1775, wherever the mission takes us, we always remember the land we call home. As Marines, we take a stand for our nation, for us all. The few, the proud, the Marines.
Home, this field, this stadium, this city, it has no equal in college football.
Touchdown, Jackets!
When we step onto this field, we feed off of your passion. We need it because there's absolutely nothing like it. Back in the ATL. Back in the 404. Back home.
Get your tickets, Georgia Tech merchandise, and everything you need to know about the 2021 season at RamblinRec.com.
The legacy of Georgia Tech runs deep in the South.
Dumped over the middle. Merchant makes the catch and will take it in. Scores for Georgia Tech.
Touchdown, Calvin Johnson! Touchdown! Son of a gun!
Joe will dance into the end zone. Touchdown, Georgia Tech.
And Georgia Tech football is ready to buzz.
Underneath at the five, Lurtles into the end zone! Touchdown, Jacket!
Tickets for the 2021 season are now on sale. Visit RamblinRec.com.
Latest on Yellow Jackets football. It's the Coach Jeff Collins Show on the Georgia Tech Sports Network.
Yellow Jacket fans, be sure to visit GeorgiaPower.com/community to learn new ways to stay connected. Georgia Power, the official energy sponsor of Georgia Tech Athletics, Power on Georgia. As we welcome you back to the Jeff Collins Show, we've got our date with hate this Saturday at Bobby Dodd, clean old-fashioned hate, Tomy's Leather at noon. We'll, of course, be on the air with Network Pregame at 10 a.m. And now happy to welcome onto the program, I believe for the first time on the Jeff Collins Show, Athletic Director Todd Stansberry. We pull you out of the Toddcast and onto the Jeff Collins Show. So thanks so much for joining us here this last week of November. How are you, Todd?
Doing great. Great to be here.
And happy American Thanksgiving. I know Canadian Thanksgiving is last month, but hey, you get two turkey dinners. That's not a bad deal for being an expat.
Every year I get two Thanksgivings. Obviously, a lot to be thankful for.
Why is Canadian Thanksgiving on a Monday, though? That's what I want to know.
You know, I have no idea. And
they didn't teach you that in school?
I don't remember that. All I know is the meal's the same. All the background, I'm not too familiar with.
Okay. Well, you know, it's all about that food, right?
Food.
Get yourself good and full.
Food and family and just being able to get together.
But unlike Canadian Thanksgiving, we know 2 days after American Thanksgiving is clean old-fashioned hate. I want to start with this, Todd. What are your favorite recollections of clean old-fashioned hate, first as a player and then as an administrator at Georgia Tech?
Well, I think it's just the electricity of that game. National stage, the entire state is in it, you're on one side or the other. And so I think it's just the it's a game that is just, as a player, you're just so juiced to play regardless of records and rankings and all those kinds of things, because you know that game is bragging rights, and it kind of, in a lot of ways, can define your season.
Do you have any strong recollections on the field as a player in clean old-fashioned hate?
Well, I guess my strongest recollection, because unfortunately I was injured by the time I'd get to good old-fashioned or clean old-fashioned hate. And I think, coming here from Canada, that first game against the University of Georgia and just the electricity in the stadium, and it's kind of like, wow, this is a totally different experience. And so that was really my introduction. And, of course, we had a lot of big games that year because our schedule was crazy.
Sounds familiar.
Alabama, Florida, Notre Dame, Georgia. I mean, it was because we were an independent, so we had a brutal schedule. But I just remember that introduction to playing college football at this level, coming from Toronto, was just an incredible experience.
Must have felt like Leafs Canadiens.
Yes. You're definitely. It's just the rivalry, the age of it, the families, split families, the tailgating, everything associated with it. It's just an incredible event.
The two biggest rivalries that you've been associated with as an athletic director, clean old-fashioned hate and the Civil War, Oregon State, Oregon. Now, I don't want you to run afoul of anybody in the Pacific Northwest, but what makes clean old-fashioned hate a different breed when it comes to college football rivalries that you've been around?
Well, I think just the football intensity of being in the South, and the fact that Atlanta, Georgia is kind of the epicenter of college football when you really look at the history of the game and big games. But when you look at the Oregon State rivalry, it is probably the closest rivalry on the West Coast to a Southern rivalry.
Interesting.
Oregon is state is split down the middle. You're either an Oregon State or an Oregon fan. It is a lot of it's a very intense rivalry, very rabid fans, and so I would say for the West Coast, the Civil War is a pretty intense rivalry. The thing about being down here in the South, this is kind of the cradle of football, and we're surrounded by great rivalries. So that rivalry Saturday, there's nothing like it.
A little more precipitation and fog in the Civil War than compared to clean old-fashioned hate.
Yeah, I think our weather traditionally, obviously we've played in some rain and wind and those kinds of things down here as well, but you can pretty much bet on the Civil War being it raining sideways or fog or something like that. So I think for Saturday we're definitely going to have a different experience probably than they will in the Northwest.
Yeah, forecast looks chilly but clear and bright for clean old-fashioned hate, which we certainly like. I know that folks are interested in hearing what the athletic director has to say, but before we get to that, I thought this was really cool. You entertained the U.S. ambassador from Ireland at Georgia Tech this week, and he was able to meet Tech punter David Shanahan, who, of course, is from the Republic of Ireland. How did that experience go?
It was great. Our relationship with Ireland, Georgia Tech, having played there recently with the Boston College game, but then I also, when I was the athletic director at UCF, we hosted a home game in Dublin, and we hosted Penn State. And so it was great to connect with the ambassador because of all the relationships that I have with the Gaelic Athletic Association, who underwrote our game, and just and people associated with American football in Ireland. But he was pretty knowledgeable, and he was definitely aware of the impact that bringing intercollegiate athletics and specifically football to Dublin, the impact it has on that country.
That had to be a fun conversation to overhear between him and David Shanahan.
Oh, it was great. And, of course, they have Gaelic football, which is a pretty brutal game. And so we got in a little bit of a conversation about hurling and Gaelic football, and I was just glad that I could speak the language. And having seen both of those games in person at Crook Park, which is a stadium in Dublin that has an incredible history to it.
Pretty cool. Well, let's go back to the other continent here and the United States in Atlanta, Georgia, and Georgia Tech as we're visiting with Athletic Director Todd Stansbury. Look, Todd, the numbers going into this season, Georgia Tech had the fourth fewest seniors in the Power Five. They were playing the fourth toughest schedule in the Football Bowl subdivision. But as Jeff himself said earlier this week, this season to date has fallen short of standards. How have you, as the athletic director, have seen this season play out?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we knew it was going to be a tough season in the transition going from the triple option into a pro set. But when you're going through it, even though you knew it was going to be tough, it's painful. And frustrating, disappointing. I think having so many games where we were so close and came up short, definitely a disappointing year, and one that, quite frankly, is not acceptable. I don't think any alums or fans of Georgia Tech or our coaches or anybody associated with this program feels like this is that this meets the standards and expectations for Georgia Tech football.
Where have you seen progress? I know sometimes when you have the record that Georgia Tech has, that might be hard to find, hard to define. But where have you seen that progress?
Well, I think when you're looking at, this isn't even a rebuild of a program. This is pretty much a startup situation where, first of all, you got to flip the roster. And Coach Collins and his staff have done a great job in recruiting. It looks like we're lining up to have another great class. But in the, in his 3 years here, it's looking like we're going to have two of those 3 years ranked in the top 25. And so you got to recruit the players. And I think that's where you're seeing a lot. That's where Jeff is doing exactly what he needs to do to build a roster that can compete in this league, that can compete at the highest level. And I'm very, very pleased with the type of young men and the type of players that they've been able to recruit to Georgia Tech.
On the field, I know that there's been some tough, albeit close, losses this second half of the season. Do you see that as a measure of progress?
You know, yes. But it's now we got to get to, now it's time where we got to, how do we get over the hump? And I think that of the six losses, three or four of them were one score losses. We were in them right at the end. You're starting right down there at Clemson where, we shake the ball loose with 15 seconds to go. They put it on the ground in the end zone. We have a chance to win that thing. Then we get an onside kick. So there's so many things that were really, really positive where you could see how we're getting close, but then we don't get over the hump. Mm-hmm. And that's, I think, where the frustration sets in. It's like, you look at every one of those close games, and there's four, five, six things that happen that had one of them flip the other way, then we're looking at a totally different outcome. And so I think that in transitioning this program, you got to recruit, number one. Then you got to develop the players. I think if you look at kind of the equation that we got to use here at Georgia Tech for developing programs, and I think Josh, what he's done in men's basketball, and I know he preached it for the last two or three years, is got to get old and stay old. And what that means is you got to recruit the players and then you got to develop the players. And so we're in that process now, and you can see that you can see the positives and the advances that we're making there. We need more players. And we gotta get old, stay old. I think Coach Collier and what she's done in volleyball, to me, that's the recipe for building a program at Georgia Tech that can be that's built for long-term sustained success. And we're in year three, and now it's Jeff and I have had a number of conversations, and you know, we're going to dial into, okay, where do we get 10 points? Because if you look at the differential in probably six or seven of our games, one score, or say, I think, so you got one score, one game we lost by 11 points, one by 9 points. Between the offense, the defense, and special teams, we got to shrink that differential. And if we can do that by 10 points, you're looking at a totally different season. And so that's where Coach is dialing in on what do we need to do to close that differential. And it's my job as the athletic director to give him and our players the resources that they need to be successful to do that.
All right, we'll take a timeout, Todd. We'll wrap up with you in just a moment. Athletic Director Todd Stansbury is with us on the season-ending edition of the Jeff Collins Show. Stay with us. We've got much more on the Georgia Tech Sports Network from Legend Sports.
Jeff Francoeur here. As a farmer, I know the importance of Georgia Farm Bureau's advocacy work on behalf of farmers. And as a lifelong supporter of Georgia sports, I also know the importance of being part of a team. The Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance Company is always the home team, supporting our local communities and offering affordable home, auto, and life insurance for Georgia families. Georgia Farm Bureau, always the home team. Visit Georgia Farm Bureau online at gfb.org to learn more.
Discover Dahlonega, the heart of the Georgia Mountains. A top pick for any adventure, take your family on a journey into the earth and find some gold in these hills. Explore our historic downtown and choose from one of our unique restaurant options. And dubbed the Napa Valley of the South, make sure to grab a glass from one of the many award-winning wineries. Plan your fall getaway today and make sure to come to the Gold Rush Days Festival in October. Learn more and plan your trip today at dahlonega.org.
No one outfits golfers better than Edwin Watts Golf Shops. We've been fitting golfers since 1968. Utilizing cutting-edge fitting technology, we'll analyze your swing and our four-sight launch monitors and fit you with the perfect club, pair of shoes, the latest golf apparel, golf balls, bags, and more. So come by today for your complete custom fitting. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Every day, the men and women of the United States Marine Corps demonstrate their commitment to defend the American way of life. Since 1775, wherever the mission takes us, we always remember the land we call home. As Marines, we take a stand for our nation, for us all. The few, the proud, the Marines.
Atlanta, home of clout, home of culture, home of Georgia Tech. But it's not enough to represent a city, you have to reflect it. And our story is Atlanta's story. A place that influences and innovates. A place that doesn't wait for change, it creates it. A place of relentless drive and undeniable swagger, with a storied past and unstoppable future. That's Atlanta. That's Georgia Tech. So let others wish they were here or pretend they're from here. We are here. And when you take this celebrated program in this world-class city, you get an electricity unlike anything in college football. Welcome to Atlanta. And what's the good word? This is Georgia Tech football.
There's no better source on Georgia Tech football than the head coach himself. This is the Coach Jeff Collins Show on the Georgia Tech Sports Network.
Now, don't forget, when you come to Bobby Dodd Stadium on Saturday to contribute to the Michael Eisenhower Toy Drive, looking forward to that as well. Also, one of the features of Clean Old Fashioned Hate, and really an opportunity for Georgia Tech fans to show their generosity amid the intensity of the rivalry. So make sure you bring your new unwrapped toy to Clean Old Fashioned Hate this Saturday to participate in the Michael Eisenhower Toy Drive. It is the Jeff Collins Show. Andy Demetra wrapping up with Athletic Director Todd Stansberry here, talking about your take on this season, which of course still has one game to go. You talked about closing that margin, finding the 10 points or the 11 points that make the difference between a tough loss and a thrilling win that can kind of tilt that one loss record in the direction you wanted. So I'll ask again, Todd, how do you close that margin moving forward?
Well, I think we need to add more talented players to our roster. I think that, you know, as we've gone through the season and with injuries and with the injuries that we've sustained, one of the things that I think where we've been exposed is depth. And I think, one of the – and I think while we look at last week at Notre Dame, it was pretty obvious that they could just – you know, they were – I mean, some of those offensive linemen were seeing, you know, 3 and 4 and 5 different guys lining up against them throughout that game. And at some point, that's going to take its toll. And so I think we need, obviously, another great recruiting class. I know that Jeff is obviously also going to look at the transfer portal and see where some holes can be filled. But we need we need depth. We need the guys. I mean, we had a lot of young men this year that had to grow up in a hurry, and they got to get bigger and stronger. And that comes with a year in the weight room and the proper nutrition that we have here and all the kind of the student athlete development processes that we have in place. But when you're playing a lot of young guys, some of them who just got here were playing in high school last year. We got to the off season is going to be critical for us. And of course, last year's off season was a little bizarre because of COVID and how we could actually lift and coach and practice. Fortunately, we're back to a somewhat normal practice and strength and conditioning program, and so it's going to be really, really, really important that we have another great recruiting class coming in, which is it looks like that's the case. And the kids that are here, get bigger, stronger, and we get healthy. But I think that both Coach Collins and I know and realize that we're going to need to dial into the entire program. I know he's going to review kind of what it is that we need to do. Where we are falling short, where there are holes in what we're doing, and we're going to work together to get those things fixed.
But you have your man.
I have my man. Jeff Collins has created an incredible culture here. You can tell that our kids are engaged. They're not rolling over. They're fighting to the last. They're fighting to the last whistle. And so many games this year, we literally were throwing into the end zone at the end of the game to either try to put it into overtime or win the game. And so feeling really good about the kinds of young men that he's recruiting to Georgia Tech, because obviously this is a unique place. But really feel like there's – obviously, things we're going to have to do, and we're going to do what it takes to get our program to where we at Georgia Tech expect it to be.
We have just a couple of minutes left, Todd, so I want to end on this. We have seen the coaching carousel spin at a dizzying rate already, and we're not done with the regular season. Why do you think patience has disappeared so fast among ADs in college football? And then why are you so resolute in maintaining your patience from a philosophical standpoint as an AD?
Well, I think, you know, just the environment and why it is the way it is, I think we're seeing that in all aspects of life and social media and instant gratification, and there's so many things going on that I think are contributing to that. But as far as my – just my belief in the way to build a program with a foundation for long-term sustained success is you got to have stability. And I think I've learned that. Really, I learned it for the most part, and just saw how to build a championship program was my experience at Oregon State, and how we built that baseball program into, you know, literally a dynasty at a place that it rains during the whole season. And I just saw that with Pat Casey, how he did it, how he was methodical, and how we had stability that allowed us to compete against other programs that had advantages that we didn't have. Well, guess what? Georgia Tech's a unique place. We can't do what everybody else can do, but there's some things that we can do that they can't do. And so I've preached since I've been here is we got to win the Georgia Tech way. We got to play to our strengths. And I believe that if you look at the coaches that have been successful here, they understand the Institute. They know how to recruit to the Institute. They know what they need to do with the student-athletes once they're here so that the student-athletes are successful at the Institute. And I just don't see us being a place that we can roll in and out of coaches every 2, 3, 4 years and expect to have a program that can sustain long-term success.
Well, Todd, we appreciate the conversation. I know you'll be here at Bobby Dodd Stadium on Saturday. Before that, though, enjoy the second turkey dinner of your fall. Happy Thanksgiving to you, and we'll see you for clean, old-fashioned hate. Looking forward to it.
Hey, thanks.
All right. He's Athletic Director Todd Spanferry. Our thanks, of course, to Head Coach Jeff Collins. Our thanks, as always, to you for listening. We've enjoyed doing this each and every Wednesday night throughout the season. Look forward to doing it again next season as well. But first things first, we got a little date with hate this Saturday at Bobby Dodd. Georgia Tech and Georgia. Tomis Leather at 12. We cannot wait to talk to you statewide on the Georgia Tech Sports Network for the installment of the rivalry this Saturday in Atlanta. And on that, we wrap up this week's edition and this year's edition of the Jeff Collins Show. For all of us in Dickey Broadcasting, Georgia Tech Sports Network from Legend Sports, I'm Andy Demetra. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. We'll see you Saturday on the Georgia Tech Sports Network from Legend Sports.
It's that time of year where maybe you're tailgating or camping or just hitting the road and you need a sturdy, reliable, and compact grill that's up for the adventure. Hey guys, B. Finn here, and the Weber Traveler is the grill for you, for anyone who wants delicious grilled food away from home. With a compact design for minimal storage, the Weber Traveler easily fits in the trunk of a car and even offers a large grilling area that can deliver everything from pancakes to seared steak. And you can get yours today at your neighborhood Ace Hardware.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hunk of junk, jalopy, hoopty, whatever you may call that vehicle you need to get rid of, Tommy Nova Center calls it life-changing opportunity. When you donate your vehicle to Tommy Nova Center, you donate a perfect job opportunity for people with disabilities. Tommy Novus is no fuss. We'll tow that unused car away for free while you just sit back with that warm and fuzzy feeling knowing you bettered someone's life today. And did we mention, it could also be tax deductible. Call 1-866-NOVUS-AUTO or visit TommyNovusCenter.org to find out how to turn your jalopy into jobs.
Every day, the men and women of the United States Marine Corps demonstrate their commitment to defend the American way of life. Since 1775, wherever the mission takes us, we always remember the land we call home. As Marines, we take a stand for our nation, for us all. The few, the proud, the Marines.
Whether you're driving for distance, pitching for precision, or putting to win it all, come to Edwin Watts Golf Shop to get custom fit for all your clubs throughout your bag. Hit a few balls and let our team show you the latest swing technology and data that will help optimize your game. Having each club tailored to become your gamers will help you start shooting lower scores. Let Edwin Watts Golf Shops help you make every shot the perfect one. Come in and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
You've been listening to the Coach Jeff Collins Show, live on the Georgia Tech Sports Network from Legend Sports. Join us each week of the season to get the latest on Yellow Jackets football and all things Georgia Tech athletics. We'll talk to you again next week right here on the Georgia Tech Sports Network.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
So, Robert, I want to thank you for your time. I just don't think you're the right person for this position.
I don't understand. Was it something I said?
Well, we did a background check on you and found some things of concern.
If you're in charge of hiring for your company, you know how helpful a background screening can be. That's why companies that use Horizon Background Screening make smarter hiring decisions. Don't let the wrong hire put your company at risk. Get the real story on your candidates at horizonscreening.com. Horizonscreening.com.